The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Sego, Skeno, welcome everybody to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black. And tonight, I wanted to bring awareness and attention to a national campaign that is acknowledging survivors of residential schools and the history of the truth of what happened for 150 years to Indigenous children, and that is Orange Shirt Day. So I have a couple of special guests here to speak with me today, one of them being Geronimo Henry, who survived 11 years at the Mush Hole, at the Mohawk Institute Residential School, and was on site with me for a quick little interview, just recorded an interview with City TV that's going to be showing live on Orange Shirt Day, September 30th, on City TV at 9 a.m. So make sure you tune into that, and sharing some of his insights. And also to remind you guys of the virtual programming for Orange Shirt Day that Woodland Cultural Center is offering for everyone to gather and to learn and to grow and acknowledge this dark part of Canadian history together. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. Stick with me here. Layla Black on Indie Pow on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
New music, all the hits.
Jukasa Radio 93.5.
So welcome back, everyone, to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black, and just wanted to talk tonight about a very important day that's coming up on September 30th, and that's Orange Shirt Day. So if you haven't got your orange shirt yet, make sure you can pick them up still at Woodland Cultural Center. Order them online and select curbside pickup for $20. And the proceeds from those orange shirts goes to the Save the Evidence campaign to restore the former Mohawk Institute Residential School and preserve that piece of history, preserve those stories, preserve the building, and, of course, save the evidence. So tonight, I actually have Geronimo here. I managed to get a couple of words from him on his experience and why he feels like this day is so significant. So here's Geronimo.
My name is Geronimo Henry, and I'm from Six Nations, Cougar Nation, Bear Clan. But I can't do any hugs right now. You know how bears like to hug. And I belong to the Eagle Society. But yeah, we had that interview today, and I was just glad to come up and talk. I haven't talked since last year sometime.
Even right now, we're talking with masks on. We can barely hear you.
Yeah. And so, I'm glad I'm starting to get back into it, even if it's on video or news or media or whatever. And we probably plan on do a couple of videos or do a video, so we could still get out into the classes that way until stuff clears up. Yeah, well, I was happy to come up and to get the word out again on like residential school. So we've been delayed there a few months, but we're getting back out. So I was happy to come up and tell my story about the residential school. I think it should go viral. My opinion is, to let the non-native population know that what happened to native kids in these residential schools. So, and we just did a video, but that's my main reason. It's we have to get these stories out, and there ain't too many survivors left, so we got to get it out and get it in on either tape or videos, so the message keeps going, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy. I'm just kind of getting back into it. It's the first one I did, so
Yeah, you can actually see that, see Geronimo's story on City TV on Orange Shirt Day. It'll be playing all over the country.
And don't forget, like, about the Orange Shirt Day coming up at, I think it's September the 30th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you want to call the Woodland Cultural Center, they got lots of orange shirts if you want to order one, you know. So that's where I'm talking from now.
It's kind of interesting, right, like to see the whole country now wearing orange, and you know, you have big corporations like Rogers and all of these businesses saying we wear orange now, and really acknowledging what happened to two residential school survivors, and that it can't be hidden anymore.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that you know, if you buy and wear this orange shirt, that you really care. Of you know, you're supporting survivors of the residential school, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, and if you can hear the stories of from survivors, and like we're saying, there ain't many of us left that's doing this, so
yeah,
gotta, you know, maybe you could tape it yourself or whatever,
yeah.
You know.
But, for sure.
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Thanks so much, Geronimo, for sharing that. We really appreciate you spending that time with us. And we can't wait to see your segment on City TV for September 30th at 9 a.m. Make sure you set your clock and check out Geronimo and a feature on residential schools and the Mohawk Institute. So keep it locked. More coming at you. Layla Black here on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
If it ain't a hit, it gets no play.
Top 40, R&B and hip-hop.
My hip-hop. Nothing but the best music.
Jukasa Radio, 93.5 FM.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. This is Layla Black on Indie Pow every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. They give this crazy chick control of the radio waves. And tonight we're talking all about Orange Shirt Day and the significance of that and the importance of the entire country recognizing the history of residential schools and acknowledging and honoring survivors and generational survivors of residential schools. Now, myself being a fourth generation survivor of residential schools, still feeling the trickling impacts of trauma, you know, throughout my family and throughout myself as well as a parent, and some of those characteristics and pains being passed down from generation to generation. I know how important it is for us to hear these stories, for us to hear, you know, the truth of really what happened to our ancestors. And I think it's really important. That's why I really encourage everyone to participate in the virtual event for Orange Shirt Day put on by Woodland Cultural Center. There's a public event. There's still spots open for you and your family to learn and to experience and to grow and heal from this ongoing, long-lasting trauma. And yeah, just check out their website. It's right on the main website, woodlandculturalcenter.ca, for more details. And after the break, we're going to actually be talking about the home study guide that has been made available by the Woodland Cultural Center education staff for everyone to learn from home, to hear the stories, to get the knowledge, and to work towards healing and reconciliation. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here with Layla Black on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
All the best top 40.
But they play the best music.
We're the station for you.
It's my station.
You're listening to Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Welcome back to Indie Pow. This is your host, Layla Black. How's everybody doing out there on 6NA? Thanks so much for joining me every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight we had special appearances from Geronimo Henry, survivor of the Mohawk Institute Residential School, talking about some of his ideas and his perspective on why it's so important for us to continue learning and to continue sharing the education of the truth of what happened for, you know, over 150 years to Indigenous children and Indigenous families, and understanding the rippling effect of that trauma, in hopes that you know, we can heal forward and grow forward. So I'm really grateful that Geronimo was able to join us. If you missed that, make sure you check out the replays on Jocasa Radio's website and plug in with that. So last thing I wanted to bring awareness to was the home study guide. So there, if you are looking for more resources, if you're looking for information and knowledge and education, videos, books, things that you can, take in yourself or for your family or for your kids to help understand this history a little bit better, then the Woodland Cultural Center has actually put together a home study guide for everyone that is participating in the virtual Orange Shirt Day events. So there's a pre-package to give you all the underlying knowledge, and then also a post-package. So after the event, you're able to continue the learning process. So that's a really great resource that's available for free from Woodland Cultural Center, definitely encouraging you guys to get involved in the virtual Orange Shirt Day events. So make sure you check out their website at woodlandculturalcenter.ca and get registered for the public dates. So I got some updated numbers from the Woodland Cultural Center staff that there are over 1,200 students participating in the virtual Orange Shirt Day event, which is amazing and really great to see that, the education system is now implementing this education, this history into their curriculum. But there are still dates open for the public screenings, for the public events. So definitely go to woodlandculturalcenter.ca, click on the banner there and get the details and register you and your family for this national event, this national day of awareness and education and learning and healing. So thanks everybody for joining me. Again, if you have any questions, if there's anything that I can help you with, reach out to me. I'm a real person on Facebook, Layla Black, and I would love to hear from you. So happy fall equinox. We are into the fall, into the harvest season. So I hope everyone is staying safe and enjoying this shift in our natural cycles. So thanks for listening and hanging out with me every Tuesday. I appreciate you, and I'm really grateful that we had the chance to hear directly from Geronimo Henry here tonight on the show. So keep it locked. We got more coming at you here on 93.5 Chicasa Radio. Indy Pau signing out. Gonalonqua, Onegoahi, and we'll see you next Tuesday.